Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are musicians Raph Shapiro and Lauren Tronick, and they will be performing a concert tonight at the Alaskan Bar and Hotel. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for stopping by, Juno Afternoon. It's great to see you, and I'm looking forward to a couple of songs that you guys are going to be playing. But first, tell me a little bit about yourselves. I understand you're traveling through Juno right now, so where do you usually live?
We are usually based in Austin, Texas. We met in college in the Northeast. I'm from New York originally, and Lauren is from California. And but we've been in Austin for the last few years. Really love it there. We've been coming up to Southeast Alaska for even longer, for 7 or 8 years now. We were college friends of Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins. So he let us in on the secret
of Southeast.
Yeah, the hot tip about this being an incredible place to come, and
we can't stay away.
Yeah, and do everything. But it's been an amazing, especially amazing place to come and share music for the last few years. This is my first time ever in Juno. My first, not only my first time on Juno Afternoon. It's literally my first Juno Afternoon. Lauren was here apparently when she was little on a cruise ship.
One of those.
If you can believe it.
I can, because so many people come through town on cruise ships.
We're pretty
I feel
amazed.
Like eventually everybody in the country will
just cycles through.
That makes sense.
And we're here en route to Little Norway, Mayfest.
In Petersburg.
That's terrific. Yeah.
Are you full-time musicians in Austin, or do you both have day jobs?
Raph is a full-time musician. And I'm always in his band, but I also work at the National Domestic Violence Hotline.
Oh, thanks for doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
and she'll be going to med school probably to focus on psychiatry, but not sure yet, but in the fall.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
that.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, you're a very well-rounded candidate.
She is. Yes.
Working on
that. That was the pitch.
Exactly.
I understand that today you played an interesting event. The invocation for the last day of the legislative session.
We did.
What was that like? Tell me about it.
It was very cool. I don't think I've not quite. I have sung the national anthem at a baseball game before, but this was different.
This was
definitely different.
Yeah.
And especially because there's obviously, as you can imagine, a lot of energy in that building right now and a lot of tension. So to sort of be a little bit thrust into the middle of that, but I think we gave them a little break, a little respite.
Got to meet a lot of really wonderful people.
Yeah.
Jonathan kind
Everyone
of shuttled us
friendly.
Around and introduced us to mm-hmm. a lot of people. And the room is very cool looking, and learned a lot.
What room were you in?
It was in the house floor.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We got a note. You know, they like pass notes around like it's second grade or something with the pages. And we got a note from the speaker saying that he wants a recording if
so
we have
we'll
one.
Get so that
that's
excellent.
So that's cool.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you made a good impression.
I think so. I hope so.
As we mentioned, you're playing tonight at the Alaskan Bar and Hotel, and mm-hmm. again at Little Norway. And we know why you're here and how you got here. How would you describe your music?
Been, you know, it's folk Americana. I've been describing it recently as Americana soul. This project that what we've been doing of late is mostly my songs, since Lauren's been focusing on her medicine career. So it's you know, definitely songs rooted in the folk tradition, lyric driven, telling stories, very influenced by Bob Dylan and Jackson Browne and Neil Young, all those kind of guys. But definitely also with a focus on harmony singing and sort of gospel influenced vocals. In Austin, we go back and forth between sort of playing acoustic and full band stuff with electric guitar Telecasters and drums and stuff like that. But certainly when we're on the road, a lot of the times it's easier to sort of get back to our roots and play acoustic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These things travel better.
They do. Yeah.
Would you play a song for us, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, as we've mentioned, Lauren has been focusing on her medicine stuff, and there was a year while she was in another state doing a catching up on her prerequisites so she could apply. So I ended up writing, wouldn't you know it, a lot of songs about being in long distance relationships. So that's sort of what this one's about. It's called Can I Come Over? Tired of talking through tin cans with you and holding my own hands of crying shame too. I just wanna dance to some old country tune, so I'm hanging up and I'm coming over. Oh, can I come over? Sad when the sun's not around, 'cause the dark ain't no fun when, darling, you're not around. I could just go to bed or catch a show downtown, or I could come over. Oh, can I come over? See your eyes in my dashboard light, and I'm having trouble staying in my lane. Come over, oh, can
Nice. Very beautiful.
Thank you.
I think that's the best performance of that song ever, right? thanks. That was great. I had a long day. That was very restorative.
Oh, good.
I'm so glad.
I could feel my blood pressure going down.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, this is definitely, we like to think that this is a kind of medicine too, for sure.
If you're just joining me, this is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and here in the studio, I've got musicians Raph Shapiro and Lauren Tronick here in Juno, in town, playing a concert tonight at the Alaskan Bar and Hotel at 9 o'clock, and that was their song, Can I Come Over? How do you two know each other?
We met in college. We both played and sang music in... And it was basically like a folk chorus. And
you know, your classic 15-person co-ed folk chorus.
I've seen things like that.
Yeah.
So it's similar to an a cappella group, except much more relaxed and with instruments.
Gotcha.
So Raph was a few years above me, and I auditioned when I was a freshman, and that's when we met.
And how would you describe your relationship?
Well, we are partners.
Now we are romantic partners,
romantic,
but we've been playing
musical,
music together for a lot longer, which is cool.
Yeah.
So we kind of have a foundation of friendship and music that started way back in college, and then after I graduated, I joined a band with Raph and another one of our friends from college, and that band was called Odell Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just from touring together and spending time together, it developed into more than just friendship and music.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you have a long history together.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Yes. If I was thinking of one word, it would be rich.
Rich.
Our relationship is rich.
Okay. It definitely seems like there's a lot of depth there.
And, yeah.
You're very in tune
this
with each
so
other.
Funny. This is so funny. Today has been a very revelatory day about public professions of our relationship. Jonathan, our friend,
announced it on the floor of the house.
Describe after we did the invocation today. He then went on to detail the saga of our relationship a little bit to the Alaskan State House.
And in the 8 years that I've known Raph, I have never seen his face turn so red.
Yeah, I was embarrassed. He got me.
Oh,
he definitely got me.
Sorry, I missed it. No, it does seem like you guys are very connected when you play, and obviously it definitely seems as if you've got a lot of experience playing together, and
yeah.
It really comes out in the sound. And also our producer took some photos of that last song, so our listeners can go on kto.org/JunoAfternoon and see what you guys look like. Assuming they weren't at the invocation today. what inspired each of you to pick up your instrument to sing and to play in the beginning?
For me, I didn't pick up guitar till my senior year of high school, so it's only been about 10 years now that I've been playing, which feels like a long time, but compared to some others, it's still relatively recent. So I grew up doing a lot of theater, musical theater, and stuff like that. So that's really how I started singing and performing, but then picked up the guitar end of high school and started writing. I always loved to write, so started writing songs, and that just sort of grew and grew until it eclipsed all my other passions. And I love singing, and I love being able to share my own material and the portability of it, the being able to travel and come up here and share with people has been really exciting. So that's what's kept me going.
Yeah. How about you, Lauren?
I was one of those kids. My parents knew that I was in a bad mood if I would walk down the stairs in the morning and I wasn't singing. So I've been singing forever. And then I was 5 when I saw my friend. She had a violin lesson. And I came over to her house and I said, I want to do that. I just singled it out. And I kept going. I fell in love with it. And then I eventually switched to viola. So I have a lot of classical training under my belt. And then in college, that kind of morphed into a more folk, trying to learn how to fiddle, and then I kept going with it.
Your friend, is she rich and famous now? No. Rich and Famous violinist?
No, she stopped. I think she stopped in the second grade.
Well, you
and
kept
started
going.
Playing the clarinet, and you know, I don't know where she is now, but I kept going.
Well, she inspired you. That's
exactly,
kind of fun.
Exactly.
What makes both of you gravitate towards this style of music that you like to play?
For me, my mom was actually born and raised in a tiny town in Kentucky called Pineville. And so I've been growing up listening to kind of more traditional folk music and, you know, Neil Young and Joni Mitchell. And when I was a kid, of course, hated it because it was the mom music. But then very quickly, when I kind of got a little bit more of a head on my shoulders, realized how wonderful it was. And then honestly, that group that we were in college was kind of the final seal in really falling in love with folk Americana music. The group was called Tangled Up in Blue, which is, aww, you know, a Bob Dylan tune.
Yeah.
And just learning that kind of encyclopedic repertoire was really special.
There's a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
Do you write songs as well?
I do. Yeah, I do. And I also have a solo project from a few years ago. I haven't been writing as much recently. Med school process has taken over everything, but I am known to write a tune or two.
All right. Well, what kinds of songs will you be performing tonight at the Alaskan? What can our audience expect? More of Can I Come Over?
Yeah. It's going to be mostly that kind of stuff.
We can pick it up, you know.
Original tunes. Yeah, we've got some faster ones for sure.
Well, this town does like to dance.
Original songs. We'll probably do some covers, some stuff from the, you know, folk revival. So, you know, we play some Dylan tunes. We've done Joni Mitchell and stuff like that. So
a few songs that Raph wrote while he was in Sitka. Gotta throw those in too.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah. A lot of, definitely a fair amount of ballads and We like sad songs. We find sad songs to be cathartic and healing, and we love singing them. And especially with this kind of instrumentation, when we don't have the drums or the horns to blast it out. Like to take it down a little bit and let people have that moment to sit and
exhale.
Just
kind of like
soak
in
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, would you play one more for us before you leave today?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we'll do one that we'll have Lauren sing lead on this next one. And this is actually a song that I was inspired to write by a summer spent in Sitka up in Alaska. It's about a woman that I knew from back home growing up on the east end of Long Island. Her name was Allison. And this song sort of came about when I heard of the news of her passing. And the Alaska part comes in, and that it was a really beautiful day when I heard the news. And as you know, when it's a beautiful day in Alaska, it's a beautiful day in Alaska for a long time because the sun doesn't go down. And just thinking about the sort of contrast between those feelings and what the world looked like outside. And that's sort of where the germ of this song came from. That's called A Song for Allison. And I'm going to get my harmonica out. Zip.
A beautiful day in Sitka is especially rare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I've
right.
not experienced one myself. I mean, every day is beautiful, right? I've never experienced a sunny day
sunny.
In Sitka.
It's hard to stay sad when it's summer outside. You keep finding yourself at the beach, and the sun's beating down on those tears that you cried, and the tide's sinking just out of reach. Smoke in your eyes and sand on your tongue. The afternoon's over before it's begun, but this day isn't ending the way that it should.
and the sun ain't setting, but Lord, I wish it would. You can swim to the lighthouse, I'll swim to the shore. The ocean ain't always. And I feel like my home's not my home anymore. But nothing this good really ends. Smoke in your eyes and wind in your hair. The hurricane's howling, but she ain't running scared. She says, honey, the storm is where the memories get made. And the clouds ain't coming, but man, I miss the shade. Drinking red wine in a lavender field. And the sky was on fire like a tangerine peel.
Nice. Very nice.
Thanks.
That's all the time we have. Raf Shapiro, Lauren Tronick, catch them tonight at the Alaskan Barn Hotel at 9 p.m. This has been Juno Afternoon. Until tomorrow, have a great Juno evening.